Windsurfing. It looked so easy from the beach. How hard could it be? I thought to myself as I watched 10-year-olds skim across the sea at breakneck speed. It was a sunny, breezy day on the Spanish beach, and my mates and I were checking to see if we had enough money to rent a windsurfer after last night's pub crawl. Those of us with heavy hangovers were lying zombie-like on the sand with towels over our faces. But Roger, Paul and I were keen to try windsurfing before we flew back to London the following day. We had enough money for two windsurfers, so we decided to share, and in minutes we were having a beginner's lesson from a handsome, tanned Spaniard. He made it look so easy, so I jumped on first and immediately fell off. Over the next 20 minutes, I fell off 16 more times, and I was convinced that my windsurfer was broken. Paul jumped on and immediately flew off into the horizon like a professional. He even walked around the board successfully and began to sail back to us. "His brother's got a board," informed Roger. "That's why he's so good."